Time now for us to return to the hotline as we revamp the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we bring in Denver Daniel. He is the president at Open Door Christian School. Denver, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Andy. And before we jump any further, I feel compelled to say OH, right?
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it was a rough one for those Buckeyes back on Saturday. But you know what? They got a bye week to figure things out and then hopefully take their frustration out on Nebraska next Saturday, right?
Absolutely. One mind in that for sure, Andy.
Well, we shall see how it plays out. They got time to think about it. Well, a lot of great things going on at Open Door. And, you know, it's been a while since we last spoke, Denver. And I want to talk about some success that you guys had last year in the classroom. Your girls basketball team with a perfect 4.0 GPA, a very, very special group. But, Denver, in your mind, what made that particular group so special?
Well, actually, Andy, and thanks so much for having me on and just the opportunity to talk about just our exceptional young ladies. That same group, many of them ended up being on softball with a 3.8 GPA as well. The difference with them is just the discipline in which they attended their studies. They truly are dedicated students. I think they get the full picture of being a student is not solely exclusive to academic performance. And so it's very common to see our young ladies and our young men, to be honest, spending a lot of time on the practice fields and then tending to their academic studies. It's all part of just creating the whole picture of the type of student and candidly the type of student person that we want them to be in life. So those areas of discipline just come to mind with me. It's just a very responsible, dedicated group of young ladies that push one another. And just like with any kind of successful sports program, for them, this GPA is their expectation, and they want all of their friends and classmates to get it.
Well, speaking of expectations, you guys have very high expectations of your students as well, and certainly you've implemented that with the service programs. Students are required 25 hours of community service before graduation. Give us an idea as to how this process works and what all goes into it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for letting us talk about ODCS Serves. And actually, Andy, it used to be 25 hours a year in grades 7 through 12. We did some revision on that, but all of it culminated into last year we had over 5,000 hours of service, preschool through 12, given by our students to our community. So super excited about the give back mentality that we try and instill in our kids. And really it boils down to a fabric of who we believe that we're called to be missionally. We're wired for relationships is one of our Patriot principles. And our second Patriot principle that ties into that is responsibility. We feel like God has just given us this great gift of life and as being image bearers, it's our responsibility to try and touch and impact lives positively. And so we want our students engaged in a variety of programs. So we have them going actually next Tuesday to a variety of different places in our community to serve, whether it's Murray Ridge Educational Center or Second Harvest Food Bank or local nursing homes. We just dedicate actually a half day of service for our upper school students to go out and make it happen. And all of that's building into their senior year where they do a senior internship what we're hoping to do is that as they're seniors, they'll be plugged into an internship, all recognizing that service is a way of life. And even in our vocations, Andy, you having me on to talk about our school, that you're serving us, and we want our students to realize that service is meant, that we're supposed to approach our vocations with the service mindset too. So that's why it's so important for us to really create these opportunities for our kids and create them outside of just our school. So selling snacks at the concession stand, great thing to do, but we believe that that service, the way God would want us to serve, is much more than that.
Give me an idea, Denver, as to what your major takeaways are after seeing the kids go through these programs, because I think sometimes when you offer your time, you take away a lot more than you end up putting in because you realize what a difference it makes and what a special experience that can really be.
Oh, yeah, that, absolutely, Andy. I think the biggest takeaway is that we can become so internally focused that we don't realize the hurt and the need that's in the world around us. And so we're blessed to have some outstanding students that have in some ways been in pretty homogenous situations. It's not that they've been sheltered as much as their neighborhoods, their churches, their sports teams. They all kind of look the same. And so the greatest takeaway that we can give our kids during this time is the opportunity to see there's a whole world out there, and it doesn't look like maybe the world that you're living in your neighborhood, and you need to touch that world with your time, talent, and treasure. So the reverb that we get from our students very much goes along this line, is I just never knew that the needs were that great around me.
Again, Denver Daniel, president at Open Door Christian School, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's part of our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation. Denver, you guys also have a robotics program. Tell us all about the details of this robotics program. How long have you guys been doing this?
This is actually our third year in implementing our robotics program, and super excited about where we've gone. We really encompass all the way from grade one all the way up into high school, where we are just giving kids an opportunity to learn coding, to learn just different STEM, science and tech integration, because we realize that that's where the jobs are going to be upon graduation from college. We just want, so we've been doing this, parents and staff as well have just embraced this, and we're trying to grow it accordingly.
You guys also, this is part of how I found out about the robotics program, you guys do student spotlights, and in there you kind of really kind of shine the spotlight on all of your kids. Some of them were involved in that robotics program. That's kind of how I stumbled onto that. This is
okay.
A really, really entertaining and really informing series you guys have done. How long you guys been doing this?
That's probably, our modern media teacher, Matt Loescher, who's also our baseball coach and teaches high school history high school government for us. This is all his brain trust. He is so incredibly gifted with working with our students and media. We have a class, Modern Media, Green Screen Room. They're shooting different takes consistently, do some marketing for us as well. And he just believes, the gift of Matt is that he just believes in allowing our kids' talents to shine. And so as some of those that you've probably seen, it's just the kids being kids and learning how to express themselves on air. And they do a really great job of just capturing who each individual that they're interviewing is. And the thing that I love about that, Andy, is one of our Patriot principles as well as identity. And it always warms my heart as the president of the school for students that have a lot of time and talent to be able to find different people, showcase them, and just show how that they're uniquely gifted. So kudos to Matt Loescher and the Modern Media Department. They are fantastic in what they do.
Yeah, and it shows. I thought that was really cool. I really hadn't seen many other schools do that, where they spend time to shine the spotlight on every kid they possibly can. And also, I think, for the student body as well, it's an opportunity to get to know your peers a little bit better as well. So I thought that was very, very well done. And speaking of well done, you guys have a Patriot Theater program, which we should mention is award-winning. What has made this program so special in recent years?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, people—it just are what drives up the quality. And we are so incredibly blessed, Andy, to have a drama director and Debbie Mann who is phenomenal. The amount of skill, talent, that she brings to the table. She actually is conducting auditions for our spring program this year of the Newsies. And just her ability to get people to shine in the arts that you never would have thought would have went out for the arts. She constantly is finding diamonds in the rough, so to speak, and giving kids an experience if they were placed in a box initially or typecast as far as where their gifts or talents are, theater may not be a way to go for them. Or so we thought. She just sees right past that, is able to encourage them. And we, without fail, every year have kids that maybe are some of the greatest athletes at our school. Mrs. Mann convinces them to give it a try, and they have the time of their life in this program. So the level of dedication that they do for this, because one of the things, Andy, we have 98% of our kids in high school participate in extracurriculars. And so these kids are balancing being on a great basketball team with also being on stage crew or being a lead in the musical. You can imagine how challenging that is, and I'm consistently impressed with the level and caliber of our kids, and also the way that our faculty work together to give kids an experience that's going to make them a well-rounded individual and productive in society.
No question about that. And Denver, we can't let you go without talking athletics here. Earlier today, you were telling me that you guys are putting the final touches on a very successful fall season. Give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, so we're always bummed whenever the first week of sectional play or district play comes out, and we're kind of wrapping things up. We're always looking to do a little bit more than that, but we did have in our cross country team, we were conference champs and conference runners up. So we're super excited. It was our first year in the Lake Effect Conference, and just very, very pleased with the caliber of our runners this past year, and bringing home our first conference championship as we joined that conference. And as far as soccer, dramatic improvements on the guys' team this year. More than doubled our wins from the year before. I really believe that program build is heading in the right direction. Won our first sectional game. So that was exciting. And volleyball and girls soccer had their best seasons as well. Numerous awards individually. I'd like to be telling you that we're still playing as a team, but that's wrapped up. But just really, really pleased with the forward direction of our fall program this year.
Outstanding stuff. Well, certainly a lot of great things to discuss. Denver, we appreciate the time so much. Thank you for joining us and sharing some of the information, the great things going on at Open Door. We look forward to doing it again soon.
I appreciate that, Andy. Have a great day, my friend.